朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
我常问自己一个问题，人生的意义何在？
I often ask myself this question, what is the meaning of life?
难道我们就是工作睡觉养家糊口吗？
Is it just to work, sleep, and feed for the family?
最近接二连三与自己接近的人都发生严重的疾病。
Recently, multiple times, people close to me have been sick.
前两天接到一个消息，就是我的一位最接近的朋友得了鼻咽癌。
A couple of days ago, I heard the news that a close friend got cancer in his nose.
就是去年十月来到我们当中讲到的那一位图德明牧师。
He was Pastor Tu who came to us preached last October.
他这个礼拜三要动手术，而且是最后末期的。
This is his last stage, and he's going to have a surgery this Wednesday.
这些的事情发生，更提醒我们，我们需要认真我们的信仰。
All these things remind us that we need to be serious about our belief.
到底我们活在这个世界上的意义何在？
What is the meaning of us living in this world?
我们都是神所拣选的人。
We are all chosen people.
我们有责任要知道我们活在这个世界的意义。
We have the responsibility to understand the meaning of our lives on this earth.
当然，神拣选我们有两方面。
Of course, God's choosing us, there are two aspects.
一方面是生命的拣选。
One is, choosing of life.
那是对我们一般性的呼召。
This is general calling.
好像我们因认识耶稣基督而成为神的儿女。
It's like when we get to know Jesus Christ to become children of God.
但神还有给我们第二个拣选，就是生活的拣选。
But God also chooses us for daily living.
这是一个特别的呼召，每一个人都不一样。
This is special calling. It varies from people to people.
是给我们一个托付，叫我们去完成，为他做一些的事情。
It's a task for us to accomplish.
我们成为基督徒，每一个人都有责任去发现什么是神给我们生活上的拣选。
Each of us, being a Christian, have the responsibility to figure out what God has for us.
今天我们要从耶利米书、耶利米的故事来看神对他特别的拣选。
Today we are going to study the book of Jeremiah to see how God chose him.
耶利米是旧约一位非常伟大的先知。
Jeremiah is a great prophet in the Old Testament.
我们一起来看一看他的背景。
Let us study the background.
刚才我们读过第一到第三节，便雅悯地亚纳突城的记事中，希勒家的儿子耶利米的话记在下面。犹大王亚门的儿子约西亚在位十三年，耶和华的话临到耶利米，从犹大王约西亚的儿子约底约雅敬在位的时候，直到犹大王约西亚的儿子西底家在位的末年，就是十一年五月间，耶路撒冷人被掳的时候。耶和华的话也常临到耶利米。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，当我们打开你的话语，来到你的殿中来聆听的时候，求主你的灵跟着你的话进到我们的心中。
Lord, when we come to your temple to open your word and listen to your word, please come to our hearts with your word.
什么是这个时代今日你要我们听的话，求主向我们说明。
Please tell us clearly what you want us to hear in this time.
并且你的圣灵也给我们力量去遵照而行。
May the Holy Spirit give us strength to follow your word.
这样的祈祷是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. 耶利米是出生在一个祭司的家庭。
Jeremiah was born in a family of priests.
大约在主前626年，他20岁的时候蒙神特别的呼召。
When he was about 20 years of age in 626 BC, he was called by special called by God.
那时候北国以色列已经亡国差不多100年了。
At that time, the northern kingdom Israel was destroyed for about 100 years.
南国犹大也经过马拉西这个最糟糕的王55年的统治。
The southern kingdom, Judah was also under bad kingship.
他的孙子约西亚接续他做王，那时候只有八岁。
When King Josiah took the throne, he was only 8 years of age.
等到他26岁修葺圣殿的时候，居然在圣殿中发现了旧约的律法书。
When he was 26 years of age, when he was rebuilt the temple, they discovered the Old Testament.
换句话说，犹大国已经堕落到一种程度，他们在那里重复的做献祭的事情，却完全不读神的话。
In other words, the kingdom of Judah was corrupted to a point where even they even though they give sacrifices, but they did not read God's word.
所以当约西亚王把神的话读给百姓听的时候，就造成了一个全国性灵性的复兴。
So when King Josiah read God's word to the people, there was a revival.
但很可惜，约西亚的复兴因着他逞强要去替亚述打仗而被埃及的王杀掉在战场。
But very sadly, Josiah's dad, because he wants to show his strength, he was fighting for King Assyria, but he was killed.
接下去四个犹大国的王都是每况愈下，道德低落，然后百姓接着去拜偶像。
The following four kings just deteriorated one by one, and the people started to worship idols.
那时候东方巴比伦，就是后巴比伦，突然的兴起，占据了整个波斯跟亚述的帝国。
At that time, the eastern Babylon rose up and occupied the whole eastern territory.
犹大国已经变成一个岌岌可危、灭亡的边缘。
The kingdom Judah was at the verge of being destroyed.
但是在他们当中却充满了一个迷信，认为说希西家年间的那一个神奇妙的拯救还会临到他们。
But there was a myth they believed that God will still save them.
哪知道神已经定义要把犹大国交给他们的敌人巴比伦。
Without knowing that God actually has decided to give the kingdom of Judah to their enemy.
神把这样的信息交给耶利米，叫他去传递给百姓，给他们最后一个机会。
So God gave this task to Jeremiah to proclaim this message to give people a last chance.
耶利米宁为受命，他为着这个使命赔上自己的生命都不顾。
Jeremiah was willing to sacrifice his life for this mission.
我们今天没有办法涵盖所有耶利米的故事。
We're not able to cover all stories about Jeremiah.
我们只能够讲他起初蒙召出来做先知的经过。
We can only talk about at the beginning how he was being called to be a prophet.
但从这件事情我们可以看到，神对你我每个人都有特别的呼召。
But from here we can see that God has special calling for you and me.
我们都可以像耶利米一样来为神做一些的事。
We can all do some work for God just like Jeremiah.
在耶利米书一开始第一章第五节，他说：“我未将你，神说，我未将你造在腹中，我已晓得你，你未出母胎，我已分别你为圣，我已派你做列国的先知。”首先，我们要知道神做事情是很有计划的。
From verse 5, we can see that God has a good plan for doing things.
当一颗受精卵在母亲的子宫中的时候，神就为这一个生命做了计划。
When a fertilized egg in mother's womb, God has already made this plan.
所以基督徒反对堕胎的理由是因为我们相信生命是神赋予的。
So the reason Christians are against abortions because we believe that life is given by God.
神拣选一个生命，他要为这个生命做三方面的预备。
God chose a life, he wants to prepare this life for from three different aspects.
首先就是在母腹中，这是一个性情的预备。
First, in the womb, this is a preparation of character.
我相信胎教还是有一定影响的。
I believe teaching in the womb is effective.
孩子他的本性跟怀胎的母亲那一段的心情还是有关的。
The child's character has to do with mother's mood at the time of pregnancy.
我们当中有没有孕妇啊？我都忘记了。
Do we have any pregnant women in the congregation?
那边比较没要救了，这边可能还有戏。
That side is hopeless.
哦，你们做父亲的有责任，不是，你们做丈夫的有责任要体贴你们怀孕的妻子。
The husbands have the responsibility to care for their children, for their
让他保持一个愉快的心情。
For their pregnant wives, so that they will be happy.
第二方面，分别为圣，这是一个环境的预备。
The second, to consecrate, this is preparation of the environment.
耶利米是出生于一个祭司的家庭。
Jeremiah was born in a family of priests.
这一个成长的环境让他受到很完整的教育。
This, environment gave him good education.
所以他的文笔跟口才都是一流的。
So his writing and speech are first class.
我回想起来，从我有记忆的开始，我就一直不断的有机会接受圣经的装备和训练。
I remember since my age of having memory, I have been given the equipment. I've been equipped with the Word of God.
那时候大概四五岁。每一个礼拜天都渴望去教会拉到教堂去拉到一张有经文的彩色的卡片。
When I was 4 or 5 years of age, I longed to go to church to get the colored piece of paper with God's words written on it.
当然，这不是我故意安排，是神他的拣选。
This is not by me. This is God's chosen.
包括。我在35到40岁这一段期间，我能够有机会一边工作一边读神学。
Also, including at the time when I was between 35 and 40 years of age, I was able to work and study theology at the same time.
我看各位，你们跟在国内的信徒比起来，你们的环境是好的太多了。
The environment you are in is so much better than those Christian in China.
他们要花很多的代价。才能够读有关于圣经的参考资料。
They must sacrifice a lot in order to read any books about the Bible.
我们今天只要拉出手机来拨拨弄弄，都晓得问题的答案。
All we need to do today is to take out your smartphone and search.
这是神给我们环境的预备。
This is the preparation of the environment from God.
第三方面，神拣选他的仆人，也要给他工作上的预备。
The third aspect, when God chooses his servant, he also prepares for the work.
很多时候这是一种在职的训练。
This is often training on the job.
换句话说是一边侍奉一边学习。
In other words, you learn as you serve.
神拣选耶利米，他所学的这些功课不是学校能够教他的。
God chose Jeremiah, those lessons that he learns is not to be learned from school.
我记得在神学院，老师总是叮咛我们。
I remember in the seminary school, our professors always told us.
他说：“你们不要以为读完神学毕业了就可以有资格做牧师了。
”Don't think that you'll be qualified to be a pastor once you graduate.
牧师不是疯的，是别人愿意让你做他的牧师。
Pastors are not ordained, but it's be given by people who are willing to let you be.
你们只不过是起头而已，你以后要自己去摸索。
And that was right now. You are just the beginning. You need to search by yourselves.
真的， 在我们教会有人过了十五年之后才肯叫我一声牧师的。
It's true that there are people who was not willing to call me pastor until 15 years later.
那今天神呼召你，可能不是要你做一个教会的牧师。
Today God's calling you may not want you to be a pastor of a church.
但是他可能要你做一个团契，做一个小组的牧者。
But God may want you to lead a small group, maybe a fellowship group.
讲实在话，你在这个教会做一个小组、做一个团契的牧者，就等于在中国许多教会做牧师是一样的，因为他们的人也不过这么多，十几个人。
Being a leader in a small group is just as being a pastor for multiple churches in China, because there aren't just about the same number of people.
所以我们每一个人都应当预备好来为主做工。
So we all need to prepare ourselves to do God's work.
第二，我们看到神的命令，从第六节到第八节，我就说：“主耶和华，我不知怎样说，因为我是年幼的。”耶和华对我说：“你不要说我是年幼的，因为我差遣你到谁那里去，你都要去；我吩咐你说什么话，你都要说。你不要惧怕他们，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。”这是耶和华说的。几乎每一个神所拣选的人，都会说：“我不能，我不够。”
Almost every person that's chosen by God will say, I am unable, I am not enough.
包括摩西、约书亚、基甸、撒母耳都是这样。
Including Moses, Joshua, Gideon, and so forth.
如果你很快就回答说我能我能我行我行，神大概不会用你。
If your answer immediately is yes, I can, God probably will not use you.
因为神拣选的都是谦卑软弱的，他好装备他们，让他们能够服侍他。
Because God chooses humble people and to equip them.
耶利米说，他说我是年幼的，这不是借口，这是真的事情。
Jeremiah said, I'm just a youth. This is not an excuse. It was true.
那一些犹大人的领袖根本不会在一个年轻的先知对他们说什么话的。
Those leaders of the kingdom of Judah would not listen to a young prophet.
许多时候我们侍奉神所遇到的困难都是超过我们所想象的。
Very often when we serve God, the difficulty we encounter could be beyond what we can imagine.
世界上最难的事情就是人的事情。
The most difficult thing in this world is things concerning people.
尤其是叫别人做他不喜欢做的事。
Especially to ask those people to do things that they don't want, they don't like to do.
所以当耶利米说我不知道说什么，我是年幼的，神就阻止他，神说你不要说你是年幼的。
So when Jeremiah said I cannot do it because I'm young, and God stopped him, telling him that you are not young.
因为耶利米没有选择，是神要借着他做事情。
Because Jeremiah had no choice, because God chose him to do things.
神说我与你同在。
God said I will be with you.
换句话说是神要做事情，耶利米不过是他的一个器皿，一个工具而已。
In other words, it's God who's doing work. Jeremiah was only a tool.
圣经当中有许许多多的应许，只有在那些相信的人，这一些应许才会变成真的。
There are many promises in the Bible. Only those people who believe those promises will be realized.
2004年暑假，我奉父亲的命令去安徽见一位弟兄。
In the year of summer of 2004, I went to Anhui province to see a brother because ordered by my father.
我父亲也不认识那位弟兄，那位弟兄也不认识他，不过读了他写的书，就想请他去带领培训的聚会。
My father did not know this brother only because he read his book, so wanted him to lead some gathering.
我父亲年纪已经大了，走不动了，就叫我去。
My father was aged, could not travel, so asked me to do it.
到一个陌生的地方去遇见一个陌生的人，谈一个非常重要的事情，那是有点冒险的。
Going to an unknown place to talk to an unknown person about something that's important, there's some risk to it.
但是凭着信心我就去了。
But I went there by the faith.
果然在那里我们就开始了远东农村的培训工作。
So from there we started Far East Village Training Group.
13年已经过去，我们一共有20多位老师，就是我们的弟兄姐妹去做培训的工作。
13 years later, we already have 20-some brothers and sisters from here to go there and teach.
有100多位农村的传道人，他们经过这个训练的课程。
More than 100 ministers from the rural areas went through this class.
在3年一期的课程当中，他们要修满至少24门课，每一门课20个小时。
In the 3-year training period, each of them needs to take 24 courses. Each course will take 20 hours.
这是一个其实很难的一个机会，一个非常稀奇的事情。
This is a very seldom, very rare opportunity.
这就是神的那么一个命令，说你要去。当你顺服的时候，你看见伟大的工作就会展开了。
This is God's order that you need to go. Once you do, you see that great work is being opened.
接下去我们看到第九、第十节。于是耶和华伸手按着我的口对我说，我已将当说的话传给你。看哪，我今日立你在列邦列国之上，为要施行拔出、毁坏、拆毁、毁坏、倾覆，又要建立、栽植。在神的呼召你，神把耶利米放在一个很特别的位置。
In God's calling, God put Jeremiah in a very special place.
当然，这不是说他可以做列国君王的领袖。
It is not to say that he will be the leader of kings of nations.
是说他所要做的事情是超乎这些君王的权力以上。
It is to tell him that what he will be doing is beyond the power of these kings.
他说，我立你在列邦列国之上。
He said, I will put you above, over the kingdoms.
那意思就是，他要做的不是借着这个世界的势力，或者不同于这个世人的原则跟方法。
In other words, what he will be doing is beyond the method and power of this world.
我们基督徒要做的事情应当是超越过这个世界的观念跟世界的标准。
The things we Christians do should be beyond the concept and standard of this world.
别人说己所不欲勿施于人，但是我们应当说爱人如己。
Other people say what you don't want don't give to other people, but we need to say love others as yourself.
别人说可以撒一个白谎，但是我们说要爱，凭着爱心说诚实话。
Others say we can tell a white lie, but we are saying we need to tell the truth.
为何神对我们有更高的要求呢？
Why does God give us higher demand?
因为这个世界已经被污染了，我们不能够按照这世界的标准生活。
Because this world has been corrupted, we cannot live our lives according to the standard of this world.
所以神首先要做的事情是拔出来拆毁。
So what God needs to do is to pluck up and to destroy.
哥林多前书14章第15章45节说，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。亚当犯罪，所有的人都在他里面成了罪人。
The first Corinthians tell us that the first man Adam became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit. Adam sinned, so sin came to this world.
人不是因为犯罪是罪人，乃是因为人是罪人，所以犯罪。
It's not because we commit sin, so we are sinners. It's because we are sinners, so we commit sin.
以色列人为神的选民，但是他们一离开神就犯罪。
The Israelites were chosen people by God, but once they leave God, they sin.
在耶利米的时代，他们一方面在圣殿献祭给耶和华，另一方面却献祭给巴利亚瑟拉。
During the Jeremiah time, at the same time when they give sacrifice to Jehovah, they also give sacrifice to Baal.
所以神要拆毁他们，拆毁重新的建立。
So,God wants to destroy them, pluck them up, and rebuild them.
我们在亚当的旧造里面，许多的思想跟观念都是应当被拆毁的。
in our old Adam's bodies, many thinking and concepts need to be destroyed and rebuilt.
因为这具有的东西跟圣洁的神是不能匹配的。
Because the old things cannot match with the God's standard.
好比我们常说，祝你一帆风顺。
For example, we often say everything be good with you.
这是我们想法，一帆风顺是好的，是对的。
Everything be smooth with you. This is our thinking. It's good.
但是在神看来不是这样，神是说祝你困难重重。
But in God, it's not like that. It's to wish you many difficulties.
因为人只有在困难跟考验中才懂得，才学会依靠神。
Because we only learn to rely on God when we are in difficulty.
所以神要拆毁我们许多旧的观念，为的是要建造新的观念。
So God will destroy our old concepts in order to rebuild the new ones.
这末后的亚当就是指的耶稣基督。
This last Adam is referring to Jesus Christ.
因为罪到他就被制止了。
Because the sin stopped there.
主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世上，成为人跟神之间的中保。
Lord Jesus came to this world, word become flesh, become the guard, intermediary between us and God.
因为他借着圣灵可以住在我们的里面。
Because he can live among us by the Holy Spirit.
他成了叫人活着的灵。
He became the life-giving spirit.
在我们的旧造里面没有灵这个观念的。
In our old selves, there is no concept of spirit.
一切都是属血气，都是属肉体，属物质，属地的。
Everything is flesh, material and of this earth.
所以你不会想到灵是什么东西。
So you may not even think about what spirit is.
是主耶稣把灵这个东西带进了我们的生命里。
It is Lord Jesus who brought in our lives the concept of spirit.
因此，当我们罪被对付了之后，圣灵才能够进到我们里面居住。
So only when after we dealt with our sin, then the Holy Spirit can come in us and live.
这样才带进了我们体会到哦，原来我们是有灵的活物，我们可以跟神交往。这个是新造。
This made us to realize that we are the life, we are the living creatures with spirit, and we can connect with God. This is called the rebuilding the new.
所以我们不要回到原来的样子，好像跟那世上的人一样，忽略了灵的生活。
So let's not go back to the old selves, just like this world, and ignore the life of the spirit.
因为神终极的目标是要每一个人都有得回这个灵的生命，跟他有一个好的关系。
Because God's purpose is for each of us to get back.The life with the Spirit, so we can have a good relationship with Him.
这个是耶稣基督福音的中心思想。
This is the central message of Jesus Christ's gospel.
那就是拆毁掉我们的旧造，然后给我们有一个新造。
Which is to destroy the old and rebuild the new.
当然，耶利米那时他没有耶稣基督的知识。不能够理解整个的救恩。
Of course, at Jeremiah's time, they did not have Jesus, so he could not completely understand God's.
但那个原则是对的，是先有拆毁，才有建造。
But the principle is the same. We have to first get rid of the old, then we can rebuild the new.
接下去十一节、十二节，神让他看到一个异象。
And next, verses 11 through 12, God gave him a vision.
耶和华的话又临到我说：“耶利米，你看见什么？”我说：“我看见一根杏树枝。”耶和华对我说：“你看得不错，因为我留意保守我的话，使得成就。”杏树枝代表什么
？What is almond branch？
杏树是春天最早发芽的树。
Almond is the kind of tree that blossoms earliest in the spring.
在巴勒斯坦那地方，差不多一月、二月就开始发芽。
In Palestine, these trees would blossom in January and February.
那是代表着一个新生的迹象。
This represents new life.
那希伯来文这个信书啊 ，shaki 这个字呢 ，shaki 跟这个留意这个字 ，shaki 这两个字很相近。
In the Hebrew, the word element is very similar to the word watch over.
希伯来的文学表达的方式常常把音相近的字呢放在两句平行的话当中来重复的表达那个意思。
The Hebrew literature often puts these words that sound similar in two next to each other verses.
这里是神强调叫耶利米看到一个信书之来留意神的话。
Here God wants Jeremiah to see the almond branch and to watch for God's word.
许多时候我们读圣经，我们读过就忘，根本就不记得神的话说什么。
Often when we read the Bible, we forget immediately afterwards.
然后我们就说神没有回答我的祷告。
And then we say God did not answer my prayer.
有一次有个弟兄来问我说，牧师啊，我想做某一项的投资可不可以？
Once a brother asked me, Pastor, would it be okay to make certain type of investment?
我说你有没有祷告呢？求神给你一个指示呢？
I asked, Have you prayed to God to get a?
他说有啊，但是神没有给我什么指示。
He said, I did pray, but God did not tell me what to do.
我说那你有没有读圣经？神有没有借着经文给你什么感动呢？
I said, did you read the Bible and did God give you some prompt?
他说有啊，我找了半天找不到合适的经文啊。
He said, I read, but I couldn't find appropriate verses.
圣经不是给我们当作庙里面抽签来解释签的书啊。
The Bible is not something that we can do it just like worshiping Buddha.
你若不肯遵行神的话向着你就是封闭的。
If you are not willing to follow, that God's word is closed to you.
因为那些不合你意思的经文，你都会读不进去的。
Because those verses that do not agree with what you're thinking, you will not read them.
神不但给一个，给第二个意象。
Not only that, God gave Jeremiah the second vision.
耶和华的话第二次临到我说，你看见什么？我说我看见一个烧开的锅从北而起。耶和华对我说，必有灾祸从北方发出，临到这地的一切居民。耶和华说，看哪，我要召北方的列国的众族，他们要来，各按座位在耶路撒冷的城门口，周围攻击城墙，又要攻击犹大的一切城邑。这里讲到耶利米看到一个烧开的锅。
Here talks about a boiling pot.
这一个烧开的锅当然是指着神的愤怒。
This is of course God's wrath.
水烧开的时候冒出许多的蒸汽来。
When water is boiling, there's a lot of steam.
当神的子民大大的亵渎神，神一定会愤怒的。
When God's people blaspheme God, of course God will be very angry.
我们常常说神是慈悲怜悯，总是给恩典给人。
We say God is merciful, he will give grace, give blessings to people.
但我们不要忘记神也是公义的，他一定要审判罪恶。
But let's not forget God is also justice. He will judge the bad things.
所以神是借着巴比伦要来审判犹大国。
So God was going to judge the kingdom of Judah by the hand of Babylon.
巴比伦的兴起是非常突然的，在主前609年就突然的兴起。
Babylon's rising was very sudden in 609 BC. All of a sudden, it just rose up.
短短的四年之间，尼布甲尼撒王他就征服了这个整个亚述的帝国，成为近东的强权。
In only 4 years, Nebuchadnezzar conquered the whole Assyria.
从609年到主前539年，巴比伦只有70年的寿命，只有三代，但是他却整个改变了中东的形势。
Only 70 years, three generations, this Babylon changed the whole Middle East landscape.
就在尼布甲尼撒44年的统治当中，征服了犹大。
During the 44 years of reign of Nebuchadnezzar, they conquered the kingdom of Judah.
这一个烧开的锅是从北而起，说明巴比伦王要从北边来进攻。
This boiling pot is facing away from the north, meaning that the Babylon is going to come from the north.
这一个烧开的锅好像热水倾倒出来，没有人可以阻挡。
This boiling pot is that it's boiling water comes out, nobody can stop it.
在耶利米开始的那个时代，其实亚述的帝国还存在，只是势力日弱而已。
During the Jeremiah's time, the kingdom of Assyria was actually existent, but it was weakened every day.
所以犹大国觉得，哎，我们可以靠着我们自己坚固的城有保障，还有埃及也可以依靠啊。
So the kingdom of Judah thought that they have very good walls, and also Egypt can help them.
其实今天世界的局势并不太乐观。
But actually, today's world situation is not that good either.
世界末后的灾难的征兆已经渐渐的出现。
The signs for the end of world has come out.
神还给我们一段时间，叫我们能够抓紧机会为他传扬福音，领人归主。
God still gives us time so we can grab the time to preach the gospel, to lead people into him.
等到那个烧开的锅倾倒下来就太迟了。
When the boiling pot starts to overturn, it'll be too late.
我在想说，如果神今天要向耶利米来启示一个将来到的审判，他会用什么样子的记号呢？他要耶利米看见什么呢？
I'm thinking if God wants to use a person like Jeremiah to come and warn this world in today, what kind of sign would he use?
你们想想看。
Think about it.
你想会是什么样子的一个形象呢？
What kind of image?
当我在电视上看到北韩的那飞弹一颗两颗三颗四颗这样子射出来的时候，
When I saw on the TV the North Korea's missiles come out 1, 2, 3, 4,
我想说如果再过十年这每一个飞弹上都装上的核子弹头，那是一个非常可怕的情形。
And I was thinking 10 years from now, if all these missiles have nuclear warheads, that will be horrible.
我们接下去看17、19节。所以你当束腰，起来将我所吩咐你的一切话告诉他们，不要因他们惊慌，免得我使你在他们面前惊慌。看哪，我今日使你成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙，与全地和犹大的君王、首领、祭司，并地上的众民反对。你要攻击他们，却不能胜利，因为我与你同在，要拯救你。这是耶和华说的。耶利米他要传达的是一个非常不讨好的信息。
The message Jeremiah was going to preach is not very welcome.
他知道他不讲则已，一讲出来，所有的人都要反对他。
He knew that if he tells this, people will be against him.
他将成为一个最不受欢迎的人物。而有权有势的人都要谋杀他。
He'll be a person who's not welcomed, and people with power would try to kill him.
而神说你要起来束腰。
But God said you need to get up and gird up your loins.
束腰，以前的人穿衣服是上下一片的。
In the ancient time, people's dress is just one piece.
当我们认真的要做事情，就会把腰束起来。
When they want to do things, they would need to tie up their loins.
神说时间已经到了，很紧迫了，你要起来，你要准备好去做工。
So God says time is near, you need to get up and prepare to work.
今天我们总是想还有机会呀，还有时间呢。
Today we often think that we still have time.
但我看到好几位比我年轻的人都这样先我而去。
But I have seen a few people who are younger than me have left this world.
他们不清不楚地跟随耶稣，讲实在话，我都不晓得他们结局如何。
They follow Jesus not clearly, and to tell the truth, I really don't know where they're going.
我们要趁着还有今天，赶紧领人归主，而且要造就他们，让他们确实得救。
And when we still have time today, we need to hurry up to lead people to God and also build people up.To make sure they are saved.
虽然这个世界是与我们反对的，
Even though this world is against us.
但不要忘记，神可以使我们成为坚城、铁柱、铜墙。
But don't forget, God can make us a fortified city, iron pillar and bronze walls.
耶利米是一个情感丰富的人。
Jeremiah was an emotional person.
他的心思敏锐，他外弱内强。
His thinking is very sharp. He appears meek, but he is very strong inside.
也许开始的时候，跟他相处的人觉得他好受欺负。
Maybe people who dealt with him at the beginning thought he was easy to take advantage of.
但是他传递的信息那样的沉重，发人深省。
But the message he was preaching was so heavy and awakened people.
在犹大国最后那四十年，所有的政局、社会的混乱都在崩溃的边缘。
During the last 40 years of the kingdom of Judah, everything was being was tumbling down.
但是他却以一个母亲的心境来呼唤他的儿女归回。
But he was calling his children as a mother.
在外表上他是温柔，是殷勤的。
Outward he seems to be humble.
但是他的内心是坚城、铁柱跟铜墙。
But inside, his heart was fortified city, iron pillar, and bronze walls.
耶利米四十年的工作几乎可以说是全盘的失败。
During the 40 years of Jeremiah's work, seemed to be a complete failure.
他日夜的流泪相劝也都没有果效。
Every day he cried, he asked, but to no avail.
最后犹大国还是拒绝了他。
Finally, the kingdom of Judah still refused him.
甚至诬告他是通敌，要把他杀掉。
Even accused him of treason and want to kill him.
他们把他下放到一个充满淤泥的一个地牢当中。
They put him in a dungeon full of mud.
然而每一次最危机的时候，神都差遣人保护了他，救了他。
But in every crisis, God sent people to save him.
那一些曾经反对过耶利米的王，这些领袖，结果都被掳到巴比伦去了。
Those kings, who opposed Jeremiah, all got looted, got taken away.
最后，耶利米的预言通通应验。
So finally, all Jeremiah's prophecies got realized.
今天一个国家民族如果不行公义，最后一定会沦亡。
Today, a country, if it does not do the
justice,
eventually it will be destroyed.
历史上许多的王朝都是这样过去的。
In the history, many kingdoms were like this and passed away.
美国的国势已经到了鼎盛的时期。
The United States is at its peak.
接下去就是要走下坡。
And what follows is downhill.
今天在美国的教会如果再不传递耶利米的信息，
In the Northern American churches, if we do not preach the message of Jeremiah,
如果还是像那样子假先知一样的讲了，哎呀，没事了，没事的，神一定会赐福的。
If we still talk about God's blessings like false prophets,
我人不用悔改，也不讲十字架的道理，审判一定会临到这个国家。
That we do not need to repent if we don't talk about the principle of the cross, then judgment will come to this country.
神拣选你的意义何在？
What's the meaning of God's choosing you?
你人生的目标是什么？
What is the goal of your life?
这是我们每一个人都要常常思想的问题。
This is what each one of us needs to think.
他的拣选是非常奇妙的。
His choosing is very wonderful.
他为我们预备好一生的道路，我们需要去发掘他的计划。
He prepares the way for our lives. We need to figure it out.
神差遣我们去做他的工，我们就必须要服从他的命令。
God sends us to do His work. We must follow His order.
神要我们传递的中心信息就是他要拆毁，为的是重新建造。
God's central message is that He will destroy. So in order to rebuild.
不是按着这世界的观念跟思想，乃是要带进一个属灵的世界观。
Not according to this world's concept, but to bring in a new worldview by the Spirit.
神给我们两个意象，就是神要我们注意到他的话和这一个周遭的环境时事是如何配合的。
God gave us two visions. One is to watch over His word and watch over our surroundings.
正好像耶利米看见杏树枝跟烧开的锅。
Just like Jeremiah saw the almond branch and the boiling pot.
神他一定会成为我们的保障，帮助我们胜过一切的困难。
God will be our safeguard and help us to overcome all difficulties.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，你拣选耶利米在那一个最荒凉的道德沦丧的时代做你的先知。
God, you chose Jeremiah to be your prophet during those corrupted times.
今天主，你也拣选我们在我们这一个最道德败坏的时代做你的出口。
God, you also chose us as your outlet in this corrupt world.
主啊，让我们学习耶利米的心智，不胆怯，不退后。
God, please help us to learn the heart and will of Jeremiah, not to be afraid, not to retreat.
让我们继续的传递你忠心的信息，就是先拆毁后建造。
So we'll be willing to preach your central message, which is to destroy the old and rebuild the new.
带进我们到属灵的世界中。
Bring us into the spiritual world.
我们的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。